That's Andre Segovia, and we're actually just thinking, since sometimes Segovia can be a little bit, well, proper, and it might put someone
melancholic.
Was the term you used. We're going to play some Daniel Viglietti from Uruguay, and he actually studied under your teacher as well. Is that correct?
Yes. He's from Montevideo, the same, the Uruguay capital from where Abel Carlevaro is. He was a student, but then he started a career, it's difficult to say in few words, like in the very political 60s in Latin America. It was almost the more foremost, was a political composer of the times, no?
And this track here by Viglietti is called Ad Desalambrar, which means to take the fences down in the fields.
Presente, si no se han por que esta tierra y no del que tenga
Record's a little warped, but I got it to play.
Yo pregunto a los presentes si no se han puesto a pensar que esta tierra es de nosotros y no del que tenga más. Yo pregunto si en la tierra nunca habrá pensado usted que si las manos son nuestras, es nuestro lo que nos dé. A desalambrar, que la tierra es nuestra, es tuya y de aquel, de Pedro y María, de Juan y José. Si molesto con mi canto, alguno que ande por ahí, le aseguro que es un gringo, o un dueño del Uruguay. A desalambrar, que la tierra es nuestra, es tuya y de aquel, de Pedro y María, de Juan y José. Yo pregunto a los presentes si no se han puesto a pensar que esta tierra es de nosotros y no del que tenga más. A desalambrar, que la tierra es nuestra, es tuya y de aquel, de Pedro y María, de Juan y José. Que la tierra es nuestra, es tuya y de aquel, de Pedro y María, de Juan y José.
Yeah, Carlos was just explaining to me that song contains quite a few political messages, some of which are socialist, and you know, we're not making any sort of political stance here, but Viglietti's guitar style is very evident in that song, and the lyrics are very, very searing in some ways, and asking for the land to be given back to the people. And we're staying away from politics today, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Agreed. Okay. This song, this next song, would be the Molombo, am I pronouncing?
Malambo.
Malambo, which actually, in this case, this is Yapanqui.
Atahualpa Yupanqui again.
Yeah, and...
The Malambo is a male alone dance. You see, the men do all kind of footwork. The guitar try to imitate all the noises this guy do with the boots.
Yeah, the spurs on the boots.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a very spectacular time. When we came here in Richmond in 82, the circus that come in March, usually here in town, a guy did a malambo with all lights in the clothes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It's very shocked, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, here, Atahualpa.
Chupanqui.
Chupanqui. Here we go. This is actually, this malambo is entitled Cruz del Sur, which is the cross of the south. You're listening to WRIR-LP 97.3 FM Richmond, Richmond Indie Radio, and this is If Music Could Talk. So that piece, you notice at the end, as Carlos was saying, that he's imitating the sound of the dancer's boots and the Spurs, and that's a dance, the Malombo. Carlos, would you be so kind to play some more music for us, please?
Well, okay.
Okay, what are you going to play first?
This is Bayabel Carlevaro. Well, the name of, he put another name, it's Tamboriles, what mean little tamburines. But the inspiration is this African dance, candombe or candombe, more properly, that people use in Uruguay to call from, it sounds like calling from one neighborhood to the next to start kind of a parade. And he tried to reproduce this situation in the guitar, what is difficult, because the guitar is not a percussion instrument, because it, he need to keep it with not too much melody.
Right.
That's the situation.
Carlos, just before you start there, I noticed that, I think maybe this might be where I may have gotten the idea for the show in some ways, was there's a way that you teach guitar with the guitar in your hand while you're talking, and it's amazing to see you teach because you'll break in between sentences with the guitar phrase, and I think that's an amazing way of speaking to people.
See, when I thought you were going to mention this kind of method I developed.
Well, I should mention that actually.
Well, no, but I was going to say like kind of a little joke. I had a friend in Argentina, because she said that Dostoevsky said this, I don't know, that every person has a subject that you shouldn't initiate, you shouldn't get started the person in this subject because it kills you.
Ah.
The subject with me is the guitar method, they don't bring it, but
okay.
Then I became kind of very unbearable.
This is a project he's referring to that's taking years, and we won't go there.
Take
yet.
What Carl Helmin 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah, I think it's
get it together.
Taking your years to get this method together, but it's great to see you finally nearing completion with that. And you know, I have those tapes of us discussing and hearing you get that organized. It's just it's great that that's coming together. So this is the piece written by Abel Carlevaro.
I don't like to say imitation, maybe reproducing the situation of the percussion candombe.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Maybe we'll have one more piece from you in a little while.
Okay.
Guess let me figure out. Maybe I'll take a little side route here. I was going to try to play a few different songs that are from stringed instruments. We'll see how different sounds of stringed instruments in the next maybe 15 minutes. I'll do a little medley here of stringed instruments from all over the world. We'll start with the sitar. This is from a CD by Hariprasad Charausia on flute, and then Anindo Chatterjee on tabla, and it's called Rag Lali. Thank you.
nahar masto ya naha suno tu gal giya naha dulli si yum aya naha dilli raita dulli si yum giya nahar masto ya naha suno tu gal giya naha irkun tawfangur afangur ya diwani tanyering bashirin tohurulim majdikessa tohurulim majdikes gidigeringa Kurketilim majdikes irkila irkun narkun tawfangur afangur ya diwanida tanyeringa dashirin tohurulim majdikes tohurulim majdikes sajigeringa
That's music from Indonesia there, guitar music from Indonesia. And right before, I've been mixing guitar style music, old music, and actually a kora. We started off with sitar, went to kora, then to the oud, which Carlos was telling me translates, is the original word of the lute, the oud. Which would be, that was Hamza al-Din on the oud, who is from Egypt. And then I got into some guitar music from Indonesia there after that. So string instruments from all over the world. The second piece actually by the kora, played on the kora by Alaji Baikonte. The kora is made from a gourd. It's more like a harp, a big, big gourd with the big stick coming out of it and like 20, 30 strings on it. 21 stringed harp. Actually, to be exact. Just to show you that music all over the world, string instruments are universal. And I have Carlos yawning here, so we're gonna get back to.
It's no privacy.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, I got you here, so I'm making a joke.